Welcome to the Mortgage Marketing Expert Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Treadwell. Our mission with this podcast is simple: to help you build your business and to do mortgage marketing better. Success in any business is determined in large part by our ability to learn new things. So we're here to share firsthand experience and advice from some of the most sought-after experts in the mortgage industry. I'm so excited that you've joined us, and I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, welcome to the Mortgage Marketing Expert Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Treadwell. Mortgage Marketing Expert is a proud founding member of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network. Our Mortgage Marketing Expert today is none other than Steve Sims. He is the CEO and founder of Bluefish, a luxury concierge company, best-selling author, former bricklayer in London, motorcycle enthusiast, scotch drinker, whiskey drinker, all the things that I like about the man, among others. Steve, how are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good, thanks, man. Beautiful intro, thank you.
You're very welcome, very welcome. Well, I'm glad that we were able to do this. We've got some crazy times going on right now.
Yeah, they're different. They are different. And as long as you don't lose your head or stick it in the sand, they are also full of opportunity.
Absolutely. I love that that beginning, because that's what we're going to talk about today, is opportunity. And I think that's a great theme for this. But before we get too far in it, obviously we've had you on the podcast. People have heard that. They know kind of your long intro. But for those that are just joining us or new listeners, take a quick second to talk about who you are, what you do, and what you're up to these days.
Cool. Wow. Okay. 15-year-old school dropout, fell into my father's bricklaying firm, left that, started working on the door, started working on clubs, then started being a party promoter, then escalated that to working for some of the biggest events in the world, from the Grammys, the New York Fashion Week, the Kentucky Derby, Ferrari, Formula One. I then opened up the world's largest and most successful experiential concierge firm, where we did things like send people down to the Titanic, stick them on stage with their favorite rock band, get them married in the Vatican by the Pope, or close down the Academia Museum for a dinner party for six people at midnight, and then had Andrea Bocelli come in and serenade them. Forbes called me the real-life Wizard of Oz, and that's it.
That's it, as if there needed to be anything else mixed in there. That's good stuff. Okay, so you know, you and I have talked multiple times. We've become friends and communicated a little bit on a myriad of things. But right now in the mortgage industry, we all know it's a unique time. But your content is uniquely valuable to our audience, because you talk a lot about communication and relationships and capturing opportunities and those types of things. With COVID-19, with coronavirus, what are things that some people can do to not only navigate this, but to add value to their network, to their social circle, and to their communities?
You know, that's going to be very easy. Do everything they did in 1983. The bottom line of it is, we've become reliant on the internet, and we've become reliant on automation. We've become reliant on so many things today that didn't exist back then. So you've got to look back and go, okay, what did I do in the 80s? What did I do in the 90s to actually communicate with people? And these are really crazy ass things, like phone them up. And we've got the ability to communicate in so many different ways now, but we're not using them. You know, I've still heard people go, oh, I sent an email and I never got a response. Well, what else are you going to do today? Pick up the damn phone. And the beauty with the phone now, if it's an iPhone, for argument's sake, you can FaceTime someone. So don't phone them, FaceTime them. And here's a little tip. Text someone first. So say, hey, Phil, I'm going to FaceTime you in 5 minutes, okay? Just to let them know so that they are prepared. But FaceTime them, because there's a rule that 55%, and I didn't make that up, 55% of our communication is actually based on visual. Body language, expression, tonality, expression in your face, your hands, all that kind of stuff. 55%. So you're losing that when you make a phone call, and you're losing about 95% of it, and I have made that number up, if you just send in an email. Because email has no expression, has no text, has no feeling, and always understand this. An email is read in the mood of the person receiving it, not in the mood or the intention of the person sending it. And that's a big thing to remember. So do whatever you were doing in the 80s. Take it old school. Send people letters. I've sent people books. I don't want to ramble, but I've been sending people books. I've been sending them digital subscriptions of magazines, going, hey, You're sitting on your ass for the next couple of weeks. I know you're into this. Read this book. I read it. I really loved it. I hope it helps. And I've been sending clients, funny enough, not my book, because hopefully by now they've already got it, but other people that I'm a great fan of, you know, the Cameron Howards, the Jay Abrahams. I've been sending those books out there so people can get a bit smarter. Chris Voss is an exceptional book for you to be reading at the moment.
That is incredible. And that's an awesome idea, because I hear a lot of people that are, you know, sending digital Amazon cards, or they're getting people's addresses and sending them a meal via Grubhub or Uber Eats or DoorDash or whatever else. But I think a book is probably one of the best ideas, because what else are we going to do? We're all sitting around in the house. There's only so much Netflix that people can consume before you get a headache or you start seeing moving pictures and whatnot. So I think that's a great idea. So let's talk about the automation side of things, however, though, because obviously we want to go to old school tactics. That's what's going to get some attention. But there's also this side of the business where we can start rebuilding our workflows, rebuilding our systems, so that a lot of things can be done on an automated fashion. And because we can't gather like we used to, there's an element of digital and technology that we have to use. So what type of advice are you giving on that front?
Well, the beautiful thing is, and you mentioned earlier that, you know, some of your people may know who I am, some of them may well not, but about 2 years ago, the mortgage and real estate industry, for some quirky reason, adopted me. And as you know, I ended up speaking on a lot of your top stages, your biggest events, your event that's coming up in Tahoe. So I've had a lot of experience in this market, and I've seen the bull ride that you've been on. I've seen just how, and we were talking about it before, and I have a lot of clients in the real estate and the financial markets, and they're actually doing very well at the moment. You know, they're having bumper months because, you know, quite simply, they're able to still work from home, and that's great. But the good thing about today, the silver lining about today, is you can stand still. You weren't able to do that 6 months ago. We've been on a train. We've been on a bullet train doing 200 miles an hour, and our eyes are focused so we don't miss the tracks. Occasionally, we get to look left and right at the scenery, but we never get to look at our feet and we never get to look behind. This is the time you stand still and you clean house. And I mean this in every kind of perspective you can think of. But in your business, does your CRM program give you everything it needs? What subscriptions do you have? I did this a couple of weeks ago. Go through your credit card. All those $9.99s, $19.50. Are they helping me or are they hindering me? And if they're hindering or they're not producing, they're not helping, cancel. Clean your house up. Any part of your business, does it help you grow, assist, aid, smile? If it's none of those, it's dead, it's out. Now is a perfect time for you to be able to clean house on your business. Are all of your social profiles up to date? Does your website need a makeup? All of these people are still working. You need your website done. All of those people are still working, okay? So does your website need a touch-up? Should you put a chatbot on there? Should you understand what a chatbot is? Do you need to be aware of the new realm of AI? All of these things you can actually harness now because you've never been given the chance. And here's the thing. We've got this virus now. Now, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm going to park it for a second. The reason that this time of our life is so strange is because it's affected everybody. If you remember the recession, you still had to pay your mortgage at the end of the month. You know, you still had to pay the car, but you were out of a job. But there were some people in the recession making huge amounts of money on a downward market. They were purchasing properties as the market was going down. There were still transactions going on. 9/11, again, same situation. Devastating psychological at time, but we still had to pay the mortgage.
Right.
We're in a situation now where the entire world has been put on pause. You've never been given a better situation to read a book, educate the greatest asset you have, you, and focus on everything that's in your world, everything's in your business, and clean house. I'm wondering how many people, one, are going to be getting rid of a lot of stuff within their business that they just don't need. You know, because how many of us have bought programs and either never studied them or never implemented them? But also, I'm wondering how many people are going to clean house with relationships because they've now been cocooned with someone for 3 weeks and they're like, we don't really have a lot in common. See ya. So the bottom line of it is, I think now has given us a phenomenal opportunity to clean house and ask the aggressive, why do I have that? And if you can come up with an answer, you keep it. If you can't, you lose it. Clean house now while you get the chance. Because let's be blunt, China is coming back and slowing down. New York is slowing down on cases. Italy is coming. We're on the arse end of this. Now, I'm not trying to preach, but we're going to see some numbers come up because reporting still hasn't been fulfilled. But over the next few weeks, we're going to start to see this patter out. And we're going to come out. Have you wasted the 3 to 4 to 5 weeks that you were given to get smarter by binge watching everything you could on Netflix? Or have you used it to sharpen your knives before you go to the battle? Because as I always believe, no one sharpens the knife while on the battlefield.
That's right.
You've got to do that now.
That's exactly right. I'm so glad that you said that. You know, I've been preaching a lot of the same thing. Right now is the best time to rebuild these things out. And you threw out a ton of great suggestions, and I recommend people re-listening to those. And I want to throw a couple of them out. And these are things that I've been doing personally. I have been updating my website. I've been updating my social media profile bios, making updates to any of the CRM campaigns that I have. I started reattaching and creating new custom audiences within Facebook and attaching to Facebook Pixel. I heard a statistic from my good buddy, Dustin Brome. He read one that said that the Facebook newsfeed engagement has increased 85% in the last 3.5 weeks. That is a huge amount. We've got to be understanding where human behavior and our attention is. It's on social media. It's on these technological platforms. And what are some ways that we can adapt, and what are some things that we can do to capture that attention, to rework our profiles, to your point, so that when we come out the other side of this thing, our nets are wider than ever before. And I threw out a word right there that I want you to talk about more, because we briefly had the conversation, adaptation, and how people need to adapt through this time. Talk about that for a second. Talk about some things people need to pay attention to on that front.
Well, adaptation and pivot are the two key words at the moment. You know, we're in a really rough storm at the moment, and we don't know which way the boat's going. But as they always say, and I know I speak in metaphors, that's what's going to make us better sailors. What we've got to focus on now is what can assist and aid and not hold us back. So do we have any weight? You may have heard the old story about, does it make the boat go faster? We're in a perfect... Actually, have you heard the story?
I haven't.
All right, so this is a true story. There was a team, and I think it's an Australian team or maybe New Zealand, and this story's gone around the planet many, many times, so God knows where they're from. But the bottom line of it is this row team was not winning. So what they did was they actually asked themselves one question. Does it make the boat go faster? So at the end of a row practice, they will go, oh, should we go down to the pub? And they would ask, well, going to the pub, does it make the boat go faster? You know, let's buy new shirts so we can all be the same color. Does it make the boat go faster? They focused on that one aspect. Whatever we do, working out, will that make the boat? Yes, it will. Lighter paddles, yes, it will. A lighter, stronger boat, yes, it will. More streamlined, yes, it will. A good meal out with all the family at a barbecue on Sunday, no, it won't. Does the boat go faster? Now is the time we look at everything we've got, throw out the vanity metrics, throw out the egos, and as you perfectly said, as human beings, we live for one thing, connectivity. We need to be connected. And here's the daft thing, this social distancing that we're in now, that started 15 years ago with the invention of Friendster and MySpace. We've been doing it to ourselves for 15 plus years. It's now hit us, and I'm hoping, as the old thing is, you only want it once it's gone. Now that we've lost the ability to communicate, I've not heard one person say to me, oh, I can't wait until this is over so I can show off my Lamborghini on Instagram. Everyone wants to get down to the pub. The bars, the pubs, the restaurants, the shopping malls are going to be a circus the day that this is lifted. Why? Because we want to be around human beings. Believe it or not, we actually want to do it. So the only way we can do it now is socially. And the best platform for pictures, videos, unlimited characters is Facebook. So there's a lot of people that are looking for that, for some kind of communication, some kind of interaction. And here's the dumb thing, which makes no sense to me. Now that we know that it's the platform that everyone goes to, why are we hearing so many people are coming off of it for advertising? Everyone's coming off of it that I knew, not my clients, but that go, oh yeah, I don't know where it's going to go, so I'm going to hold on. Are you stupid? You've got 5 times the amount of people that were looking at Facebook last week, and a third of the people are advertising. Mm-hmm. You can reach more eyeballs of a hungry crowd that are looking for guidance, are looking for motivation, are looking for safety, and they're yearning to find someone that they can latch onto. It took me about 3 days when we hit this vice before the lockdown that I went, hang on a minute, if everyone's heading south, I need to go north where there's less noise. And we've trebled down on our Facebook advertising. Last week, we bumped up to around about 8 to 9 times what we had done prior to coronavirus.
Yep.
And as we've said as well, we've got more consulting clients. We've got more people joining Sims Distillery. We've got more of that. And why? Well, the answer is very simple. You don't go to the doctor when you're well. Mm-hmm. You go when shit's going wrong with you, when you've got a problem. Well, folks, you got a problem now. Now's the time that we need to speak to someone to find that guidance, to find us getting the head straight, to listen to people like yourself, to get on the right mindset so that we can go forward. But it's pivot and it's focus on your attention and it's adaptation. The beautiful thing you said about sending someone Grubhub and what I said about sending books, there's a lot of creativity coming out now.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen people. I saw someone, a friend of mine, Bill Hart. You know Bill Hart.
Yeah, Bill's a great friend.
Yeah, Bill did a happy hour at his house the other day, okay? And all of his neighbors literally lined up in the street, you know, with all these chairs. They were all about 9 feet away from each other in little pockets, but they had a happy hour where they were all yelling at each other, and they had a happy hour on their street. I did a happy hour a couple of weeks ago with an old-fashioned. My happy hour, I didn't see anyone to turn up. I said, I'll teach you how to make an old-fashioned, and I'll tell you inappropriate jokes for an hour. And it was packed, and I've got another one this Friday. So we're getting more creative in the way to communicate with people, but you've got to keep it going. And if you're not doing that, if you're not being creative, you're losing out because there's an entire world out there desperate to find that.
Yes, yes, and yes. You know, it's interesting because we're not only talking about going backwards in our communication style, like you talked about from the 80s, we're talking about... as opposed to stopping doing what you normally doing. We're talking about doubling down, human behavior, attention, all these opportunities. And whenever you said, hey, everyone's going south, I'm going north or vice versa. I've got a list here and I'm sure people have seen it floating around social media, but I wanted to share it anyway. It talked about all the successful startups and companies that came out of the Great Recession of 07, 08, 09, and just a few that I'm sure everyone will remember. These companies did not exist prior to the last big recession. Dropbox, Zendesk, Groupon, Venmo, Uber, WhatsApp, Slack, Square, Pinterest, and the big one, Instagram. Guys, some of the biggest businesses on planet Earth came out of times very, very similar to these. So when people like Steve Sims and others say, guys, you need to double down on your budget and you need to, you know, try to get more attention than possible. You need to redo your workflows. You need to take advantage of this opportunity. That's what happens. We'll be looking 3 and 4 years down the road. And not only will some of the biggest companies come out of this, but some of the most creative marketers, salespeople, mortgage and real estate professionals are setting the stage right now for some of the biggest businesses in our specific industry.
Yeah. Did you see the, they launched today, was it Quibi or Quibi? The new video app with Katzenberg.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Yeah. They launched that this morning. It's a new way of, it's a new technology that depending on how you hold your phone up, it shows a different angle that you can actually watch the program from. And it's set up from DreamWorks. And they decided to launch it today. Why? Because there's a captive market of people at home with our iPhones, looking through TikTok and looking through Facebook, trying to be entertained. Now they're going to provide something new. So it's some interesting times. So there's those people that run for the hills and stick their head in the sand. And there's people around that look for the opportunity. And as I always said, the richest man on a rainy day is the guy selling the poncho and the umbrella.
Yeah.
You've just got to find out where your opportunity is for that day.
Totally agree. And I would venture to guess an add-on to that is you can't sell ponchos and umbrellas if you didn't order them before the rainstorm hit.
You just got to be prepared. And again, it's that pivot and adaptation. When this started to happen, you need to keep your eyes open. If you're in a fight, keep your eyes open. Don't cower. You keep your eyes open and go, okay, where's my opportunity? Where's my escape? Where can I throw a punch? It's now is the time that we have to fight, because the ones that do fight, you actually get a lot further because there's not so much noise.
Totally agree. So let's talk about some resources that you have, because I know you've got Sims Distillery, you've got your Facebook group, you've got a ton of resources outside of, you know, the book Blue Fishing and the resources that are mainstream that people know about. What are some things that you're offering, really anybody, but specifically in your social circle and network, to provide them some ideas and some training and some knowledge around how to take advantage of some of the opportunities we've been talking about?
Well, you know, I've got a gift for you. So let's work through the ones that you don't have to pay for, and then the ones you do need to pay for, and then what's in it for you guys. Because Phil is a very smooth man, and he has talked me into something very nice, because he obviously loves you guys. So here's the bottom line. Listen to more podcasts. Every problem you have, someone else has probably been through.
Totally.
So listen to podcasts. I have a podcast called The Art of Making Things Happen by me, Steve Sims. Anyone else, if you don't like my tone, go on to someone else. But find podcasts that you can get into. I read a lot more. So as I say, I'm just going through Chris Voss's book for like the third time. Chris Voss is an FBI negotiator who was actually on my podcast. Sharp as hell book. Split the Difference. Great book. You should look into that. Then I have a Facebook group. Now, Facebook, again, is the biggest social platform out there. An Entrepreneur's Advantage with Steve Sims. You can get in there free of charge, and it's a community of people that won't settle. We class ourselves as the misfit cool kids. We're the entrepreneurs for Hogwarts. We're the ones that say, hey, we want to try something different. And in this Facebook group, we discuss different things we're doing, things that we're trying that don't work, things that we're trying that have worked very well for us. We're very, very open to being vulnerable in this Facebook group. And then we get up to something called Sims Distillery. And Sims Distillery is a little bit of a cock-up for me, because I produced a course about 2 years ago. It did very well, still does very well. But we didn't like a course because you can't be held accountable. There's no interaction on a course. And I noticed that people were buying it in the diet book syndrome. You know, people would go into a store, they'd buy a book on a diet and then go, well, I must lose weight now because I bought the book, but they won't action anything in it.
Right.
And so we actually restructured the course, lucky for us, back in October and turned it into a community membership. So it's a fee base. It's like $300 a year or $97 a quarter. And not only is all of my training on there, all of my videos on there, all of my PDFs on there, and my video interaction, but if you're a member of this, you get into the speakeasy community that you're a member of, and we do live AMAs in there. So twice a month, you can actually ask me what problems you've got. And if I can't answer them, I'm going to bring in some cool cats that can. In fact, tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., we got Ari Mizell. And I've already planned on the last Thursday at 10:30, the cool cat is going to come and help me there, because we've had some people asking questions. So we're going to be holding you accountable. Now, as Phil and I mentioned at the beginning, we want to give you this for free, okay? Because now is the time that we get over the hump. Now, before you go, well, what's in it for you? I mentioned to you earlier, 2 years ago, you guys adopted my ideas, my concepts, my method. You started shoving me on all the best stages around. I started coaching some of the top mortgage people. I'm thrilled to be able to name you, Bill Hart, Dave Savage, all of these guys as real good friends of mine now. And I want to be able to help you just get over this curve. So if you want to visit simsdistillery.com, sign up for the quarterly program, and put the code in, capital letters, MMMC, you'll get the next quarter completely complimentary, okay? Cancel it at the end, no hook, no worries, I've got no issues. But we're going to be working with you. If you've got some questions and you go, well, look, how are you reaching out to people? How are you sending gifts? How are you still getting your name out there? I'll tell you, anyone in Sims Distillery, I'm there to help. You've got me for the next 90 days, next 3 months for nothing, just as a big, big, big fat thank you to you in the mortgage and the real estate industry. Thank you to be allowing me to be here, Phil, and for you guys adopting me. I want to help you get over this curve. And quite simply, as I said earlier, get your knives a little sharper for when we go to battle.
That's huge. And thank you so much for that. You know, we love the content that you share, and we try to add as much value to the industry as possible. And, you know, on Facebook, I love the way that you deliver the message in your groups, the type of humor and real life approach. A lot of times our industry can get a little stuffy, a little buttoned up at times. And so I love the approach that you take, but thank you so much for that, because what I'm hearing is, in addition to your podcast, in addition to your book and the books that you recommend, we now have an opportunity to access Sims Distillery, which is all your videos, all your resources, all your training materials, free for 3 months, as well as have access to you through Sims Distillery on the Facebook page, Entrepreneurs Advantage, and all those types of things. We have ability to access you and hear from not only you, but some of the best in the industry.
And I got some, well, you know, I got some really cool friends, and I got some big names coming on to actually be able to chat with you. You're going to be, it's the first Tuesday and last Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific every month. And I got Ari Mizell tomorrow, who is a genius at automation. Genius. And I don't use that word lightly. And then once he's out of the way, sorry, Ari, I love you, but once he's finished, that video will be put on Sims Distillery so you can watch it again and again and again whenever you like. But then I'm going to be announcing the next cool cat that's coming along on Thursday, because I had some other people going, how do you do X, Y, Z? And I went, I don't know how, but I know a who.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm bringing in some pretty cool people that you'll be able to interact with.
That's incredible. And I think that's the theme of this, guys, is, you know, there's opportunity out there. Number one, you have to identify the opportunity. Number two, you have to take action. And number three, while you're taking action, you have to continue to educate yourself so you can become more effective and efficient. And we talk a lot about in our podcast about the three E's: effort, effectiveness, and efficiency. Effort is what you do, and you have to do something. Effectiveness is doubling down or finding things that are effective of getting results in your effort. And then the efficiency is doubling down on what's effective so that you can streamline your process. And I know people like Jay Abraham and others talk about those efficiencies. And to do that, you have to learn from the best. You have to educate yourself, learn from people like you, your network, and some of the incredible people that we've had, not only on this podcast, but are on yours as well. I've heard your podcast. It's hysterical. It's not like a lot of business podcasts where people sit and talk about rhetoric and theory and tactics. There's a lot of humor and stories in there, which I love. Steve, I want to be a good steward of your time. You've obviously offered so much value already with this offer. We'll put the website and the code for you to get that 3 free months in the show notes. It's just, again, simsdistillery.com. Sign up for the quarterly package and use the code MMMC in all caps. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. But before we get you off of here, Steve, we've asked you this before, and we ask it of all of our show guests before we get done, and that's if you could just give one tip to mortgage professionals today to go out to use to build their business, what would it be?
Be you. Stop trying to be the cookie cutter what everyone expects. Everyone expects you to look the same, act the same, talk the same. You were born individual, you are individual, you have your own point of view. So be you. Get used to being you, because there is zero effort required.
Love it. Heard it from the mouth himself, Steve Sims. Go to his website, stevedsims.com, Sims Distillery. Check out his podcast. Buy his book, Blue Fishing, on Amazon. Steve, we appreciate your time. I appreciate the value that you've offered our audience here, and we look forward to catching up very soon.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you heard something today to help you generate more leads, market yourself more effectively, or have an overall more efficient business. Please connect with us on social media to see our mortgage marketing tip of the day. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Mortgage Marketing Expert, or on Twitter at @mortgage_MME. We have a lot of other amazing guests planned, so check out our other episodes, and don't forget to subscribe to the Mortgage Marketing Expert podcast.